A favorable mix of weather will occur across the Midwest as we move forward through the weekend. Some periods of rain and some sunshine will occur, and temperatures are going to be warm enough to stimulate good drying conditions between rain events, and crop development will likely advance rather aggressively across the region as well. It's a very good springtime situation for the most part, but there is some concern about cold air up to the north in the northern U.S. plains and portions of Canada's prairies. These areas may be encountering temperatures well below freezing this particular weekend, and because of all the earlier than normal plant and more advanced state of crop development, a lot of crops could be damaged by temperatures falling into the middle and upper 20s across portions of Canada's prairies and across the northern U.S. plains. Most of this cold will stay outside of the U.S. Midwest, however. Some corn and soybeans could be impacted in North Dakota, Manitoba, and portions of northern Minnesota, but right now it does not look like there'll be a very serious problem in the states. For the most part, the heart of the Midwest is going to be seeing ideal weather. As I mentioned before, a good mix of conditions will likely take place. We will be seeing periods of rainfall coming and going across the region over the next week, and it will be beneficial for the most part, but somewhat disruptive also for the planting progress across parts of the region. The first wave of precipitation of significance will be associated with a deepening low-pressure system in the northern plains, so it will be in place here later this afternoon and overnight and into the day on Saturday. Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms will be possible in quite a few locations across the western and southern portions of the Midwest. And as we move on into the afternoon on Saturday, a lot of the precipitation will become a little bit more enhanced across the western portions of the Corn Belt from Kansas into parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota. And as we go from Saturday night into Sunday morning, the storms will begin to work their way towards the Mississippi River. And it'll cross over the Mississippi River during the day on Sunday, but because of the low-pressure system's orientation, a lot of the rain of significance will be up in parts of Canada rather than the U.S. Midwest. The frontal boundary will go ahead and work its way through the Midwest, but it'll become what we call an occluded front, and that will likely limit some of the temperature contrasts across the frontal boundary, and therefore rainfall intensity is not likely to be all that impressive as it pushes through the heart of the Midwest. Disruptions to fieldwork will occur, but the rain totals themselves will not be all that impressive. We'll end up with totals in the eastern Midwest running from maybe 1,500ths of an inch upwards to 3/4 of an inch in some cases, and there's always going to be a chance for an isolated amount of getting over an inch. But by far the most significant rains, at least as far as relative to importance to crops, will be in the northern U.S. plains, where some of the areas that have been driest for the longest period of time will see further relief from that dry bias. Portions of the Dakotas, Montana, and Minnesota will all be included in some of the better rainfall totals that could run from anywhere 3/4 of an inch upwards to a couple of inches, perhaps. Well, most of the temperatures across the Midwest through the weekend are going to be pleasant as well. We'll look for high temperatures today, tomorrow, and Sunday, running in the upper 70s and 80s across a big part of the Midwest. Those will be mostly lower 80s, but it will still be pleasant enough that we'll see a good stimulus for crop development. In contrast to that, the temperatures in the northwestern Corn Belt will eventually fall off into the upper 40s and 50s. That will probably take place on Monday, and some of that cool air will work its way through the Midwest Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, when highs will be in the 50s and 60s in the north and 60s to around 70 degrees in the south. The cool bias will not bring any kind of threatening cold at night, but we will see low temperatures slipping back into some upper 30s and 40s across the northern portions of the region as we get close to the middle part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.